Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Being Honest with Ourselves. As I've said it before, but it's worth repeating, in my opinion, the most important of all human qualities is one's character. Without it, a person may have short-term success, but seldom will they enjoy long-term success. A large component of character is our honesty. Telling lies to others to gain power or money will eventually defeat us, but equally damaging are the lies we tell ourselves. Clouded views, poor judgments, and a negative self-image are the byproducts of this self-deception, and unless you start being honest with yourself, it's highly unlikely you'll ever succeed at anything. When you are honest with yourself, you see things exactly as they are. There's no smoke and mirrors, no pretending or playing games, no justifying or making excuses, and no denying the facts. It's just the cold, hard truth. Yesterday, I decided to go to a local hole-in-the-wall restaurant for a couple slices of pizza. When I made the decision, I knew I was going to eat one of the worst foods I could put in my body. I didn't try to justify my decision by saying that cheese is healthy because it comes from cow's milk, that crust is healthy because it comes from whole grains, that the sauce is healthy because it comes from tomatoes, or that the sausage is healthy because it contains protein. I didn't play games with myself. I knew I was making a poor food choice, period. Being completely honest with yourself helps develop a keen sense of what's right and wrong. You see things more accurately. You'll make better decisions, all of which lead to a greater level of personal and professional success. Let's do a little test to see how honest you are with yourself. Your first reaction to these questions will reveal the answer. Do you think you're overweight? If 10 doctors were to give you an examination, would they agree? Do you eat unhealthy foods? If 10 nutritionists were to look at your dietary intake, what would they say? Do you have the tendency to overdrink? What would your family members say? Do you listen to people without interrupting? What would the last 5 people you talked to say? Do you tend to overreact in stressful situations? What would your coworkers say? Are you in control of your life, or is your life in control of you? Think about it. You know the truth. So, how did you do? Here's the bottom line. If you want to advance your life personally or professionally, you must be 100% honest with yourself 100% of the time. I make bad decisions all the time, just as I did last night when I had pizza, but I know I'm making them. I don't play games with myself trying to pretend that those bad decisions really aren't bad decisions. But we're not just talking about eating pizza when we know it's bad for you. It's about making a conscious effort to see things exactly as they are. Lying in the short term may make a bad decision seem better, but in the long term, it can only make things worse. No doubt, being honest with myself over the years has allowed me to refine my craft. By accurately viewing my performance, I've taken the necessary steps to make improvements. As an example, I have videotaped every group presentation I've given this year. By looking at my presentations with a critical eye, I have identified the areas where I can improve and get better. Only by being 100% honest with myself have I been able to see things that can help me refine my daily activities and advance my career. I believe deep down inside, we all know what's right and wrong. It's part of our moral DNA. We just have to listen to what our gut is telling us because our gut instincts are almost always right. I know this is not an easy subject to face. There's a large fear factor here. But being honest with yourself is one of the first steps to experiencing true happiness and satisfaction in life. And remember, you cannot be honest with others if you're not first honest with yourself.